Life. As somebody said already, that worship is not something watched, it is something done. And so as we sing this morning, we just said in that last song, we have come to worship you. As we sing and worship God through our singing with our mouths, you can worship God in your hearts as you ascribe worth to him in your hearts. We'll continue with two songs from Psalm, based on Psalm chapter 8. The text is taken from Psalm 8. Lord, how majestic is your name, and the majesty and glory of your name. In that text, in that psalm, it asks the question, Lord, what is man that you are mindful of him? Back in October, we took the senior class to the Creation Museum in Ohio, or actually in Kentucky, just across the line from Ohio. And we took in the planetarium exhibit, and in that exhibit, they show the vastness of the universe. They take us on a trip to a star that's far away, and then they come back to Earth, and it just showed us how huge the universe is. And as we sat there, this text had a new meaning to me. What is man that you are mindful of? We're just a speck in this universe. But God cares about us, and he sent his only son to die for us. And as we go through this program, then, we're going to look at what God has done and what some things he has done that make his name majestic and wonderful. So we next two songs, the majesty and glory of his name, Lord, how majestic is your name. And then the rest of the program, we're going to try to build on that as we display the majesty and glory of God's name.
Thank you.
The next two songs are taken from John chapter 1. The first song, "The Word Was God," is based on John 1:1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." And the same word then in verse 13 of John 1, the same word that created the universe, all things were made by him, that same word became flesh in the form of Jesus Christ and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And the song, "The Glory of the Father," is based on verse 13 of John 1. Then we have the song, "I Want to Thank You, Lord," a song of thanksgiving to God for being a lawyer in the courtroom. John, 1 John 2 says that he's an advocate for us. And it also thanks him for being a doctor in the sick room, a comfort in our sorrow.
Nothing was by him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was with God.
Thank you, Lord, for possessing me.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for saving me.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for delivering me and setting my soul free.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for all you've done.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for your only Son.
I just wanna thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, you've been so good to me.
Doctor
in the sick room.
You've been my lawyer.
Lawyer in the comfort in my sorrow, my hope for tomorrow.
You've been my all,
my all, my everything.
That's why I sing,
that's why I will always sing.
I just want to thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, Lord, you've been so good to me.
So good.
Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Lord, for saving me.
So
thank you, Lord, for delivering me
and setting my soul free.
So free.
Thank you, Lord, for all you've done.
So free.
Thank you, Lord, for your only son. I want to thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, you've been so good to me.
I want to thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, I want to thank you.
My doctor
in the sick room.
My lawyer
in the courtroom.
My comfort
in my sorrow.
My poet,
help for tomorrow.
Thank you,
Lord, you've been so good.
If you looked at our itinerary on the inside of your bulletin, you'll notice that on March 4th, which is this coming Tuesday, we are going to ACSI Festival. And that's ACSI stands for the Association of Christian Schools International, and they have a fine arts festival each year. And so we'll go down there and we'll sing for a panel of three judges, and they critique us and show us what we could do better, what we did do well on. And the next two songs are songs we will be singing there. The next one is Set Me as a Seal by a composer from Concordia College in Minnesota, Renee Clausen. Text is taken from Song of Solomon, and Clausen wrote this after his wife had five miscarriages. And as you know, Song of Solomon relates the relationship between a man, a husband and wife, to the relationship between God and his people. And the song says, many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. And the lesson for us is we can ask God to set us as a seal on his heart and upon his arm. And we know that whatever comes about, he'll love us, and he's bringing us through. Many waters cannot quench love, for love is strong as death. We then will end this standing with a song, an arrangement of the familiar hymn, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. It's called The Animals Are Coming. It's a spiritual, and it's based on the story of one of the first miracles in the Bible, and that is when all the animals came to Noah and got in the ark, two by two, by twos. The song used a little bit of imagination. It's a spiritual, and it talks about the ark having a whistle. Maybe it did. The Bible doesn't mention that. And it also has some animals talking. But I hope you enjoy this piece. And it does have a message for us. It says, ends with hallelujah to the Lamb. I think we've all heard that the ark is a type of salvation for people. And we need to get on the ark that God has made for us, which is salvation through Jesus Christ, his Son. And then we can say hallelujah to the Lamb.
There's animals and animals and animals and animals and animals and animals, yes, Lord. The animals are coming one by one, the old cow chewing on the caraway bun. The animals are coming two by two, the elephant and the kangaroo. The animals are coming three by three, the bear and the bug and the bumblebee. The animals are coming four by four, the old hippopotamus stuck in the door. The animals are coming five by five, thus the animals did arrive.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, the animals are coming six by six, the hyena laughing at the monkey's tricks. The animals are coming seven by seven, the old fat pig says,
who's that shoving?
The animals are coming eight by eight, Noah hollered out,
shut that gate.
Well, the animals are coming nine by nine, Noah hollered out,
cut that line.
Well, the animals are coming ten by ten, the old ark blew its whistle then,
and nobody knew where day was at till the old ark bumped on Ararat.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
To serve the neighbors we have from you.
I thank you for what you gave to the offering for Faith Mennonite High School and to the cause of Christian education. Just like to invite you to take a look at our digital picture frame out in the lobby. It shows some slides of life around faith and gives some reasons why you might want to send your student to faith. There's also some application packets and brochures you can pick up. We now begin with a group of songs of invitation, softly and tenderly, a song of invitation based on the familiar hymn. And we follow that with I Will Arise, which is the response that the prodigal son gave after he figured out in the pig pen that it would be better to go back to his parents, back to his father, and admit his failure and ask for forgiveness. And that's the right response. When we fall into sin, we need to come back to God, ask and repent, and ask him for forgiveness. Then have the song Kommet her. It's a German text, and it's based on the text in Matthew 11. Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light, and you shall find rest for your souls. Some of the German words sound kind of like English words. Kommet her, kommet her, come to me, come to me. And those of you who know Pennsylvania Dutch may be able to recognize a few of the other words. But that's the text the song is based on. So hopefully you can follow the message. The reason I like this song, the music does portray that message of resting in Jesus and his light yoke as compared to the heavy yoke of the world. I think the music portrays that very well. Then we have a song, Flee as a Bird to Your Mountain. It's a song of warning to flee. Come to Jesus while there is yet time.
Jesus is calling. Yeah.
I'd like to ask you to help us on the next song. It's a new song written up in the past year. The music itself was written several years ago by Jeffrey Martin, a friend of mine, and he wrote the music, and he was actually killed last March in an auto accident on Route 30. It was a snowy day in March, and he slid into a tractor trailer, and he was killed. And his father, John D. Martin, then he researched some of Jeffrey's last conversations and a devotional he had at their church, and he wrote the words to this song based on some of Jeffrey's last conversations and this devotional he had at their church. And so John wrote the words, "Muse, O my soul, set thy heart now to ponder thy narrow span of time." Think about how narrow our span of time on earth is. And the words become particularly meaningful when you understand that Jeffrey was only 18 years old when he was killed. And all of us do not know when that time may come, and that's why it's important to flee as a bird to our mountain when we have the chance. And also to consider our narrow span of time and buy up the time that we have been given and use it well while we're in our prime. The song mentions being in our prime and using time well. And it has somewhat relates to Romans 13, where it says night is far spent, the day is at hand, let us cast off the works of darkness. And it has a message of urgency to buy up the time while it is yet while we still have time, and use our time to the glory of God and to the benefit of his kingdom. We then have a song called Sweet Chariot and the King of Love, songs which point forward to that time when Christ will return. Sweet Chariot, again, is a spiritual, which spirituals kind of are imaginative, and it imagines Christ coming in a chariot and taking those who belong to him with him in that chariot. And it says, "Swing low, sweet chariot, come to take us home." The King of Love then is based on Psalm 23 and closes with the words, "May I sing thy praise forever in thy house. May I sing thy praises forever in thy house." And that is my desire, to be able to go to heaven and sing his praises through all eternity.
What I'd like to do with "Muse, O My Soul," we'll sing the first verse.
Try to, so you can get a feeling for the harmony and melody, and then I'll turn around and cue you in for the second and third verses. The inserts should have been inside of the programs.
Time. I'm getting ready
for the judgment day. My Lord, my Lord, are you ready, my brother?
Oh, yes.
Are you ready for the journey?
Oh, yes.
Do you want to see your Jesus?
Oh, yes.
I'm waiting for the chariot, cause I'm ready to go.
I'm gonna ride in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna ride in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm getting ready
for the judgment day. My Lord, my Lord.
Are you ready, my sister?
Oh, yes.
Are you ready for the journey?
Oh, yes.
Do you want to see your Jesus?
Oh, yes. I'm waiting for the chariot because I'm ready to go. Swing low,
swing low,
sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. I never shall forget that day, riding the chariot to see my Lord, when all my sins were taken away. Riding the chariot to see my Lord, my feet were snatched from the miry clay. Riding the chariot to see my Lord, I'll serve my Lord till judgment day. Ride in the chariot to see my Lord.
I'm gonna ride in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna ride in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm getting ready
for the judgment day. My Lord, my Lord.
I'm gonna ride in the chariot in the morning, Lord.
I'm gonna ride in the chariot.
Oh. I'm amazed when I hear songs like that at the power of music and the power of song. And the time they were singing, we were invited to worship. We were drawn to His majesty and the glory of God. We were invited to just lay our cares and burdens and allow God to wipe away our tears. We were invited to give our hearts to the Lord if we've never done that and commit our lives to Him in new ways. And we were also invited to reflect on eternity and how that affects how we live today as people. Powerful messages coming through in the words of those songs. I want to thank you, Nolan and the chorale, for being here and for being a part of our service today. Just a couple of announcements. For those of you that are visiting, you're invited to stay and have lunch with us. And also, if there's youth here, the gym is going to be rented for the afternoon. And you're invited to stay. I think some of the chorale's staying. I'm not sure if all of them are or not, but you're welcome to stay and be a part of that and just hang out here in the gym this afternoon. A reminder, too, for those of you that brought extra chairs this morning, make sure you take them along home, because I won't guarantee where they'll end up if you don't. So make sure that you take them along home with you today. Let's stand together for closing prayer.